Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
I think the first step is to write a 7-7 guerrilla marketing plan. I give my students 5 minutes to do it. The first sentence tells the purpose of your marketing. What physical thing do you want people to do? Visit a website, call an 800 number, look for your product next time they're at the store, answer your email, clip a coupon. What do you want them to do physically? The second sentence tells the prime benefit or competitive advantage that you will stress in order to accomplish your purpose. You may have 100 benefits. Pick the main one. You may have 54 benefits. Pick your competitive advantage that your competition doesn't offer. The third sentence of your marketing plan lists your target audience or your target audiences. The fourth sentence lists the marketing weapons that you'll use. There are 100 different guerrilla marketing weapons. 62 of them are free. The fourth sentence tells the marketing weapons they'll use. The fifth sentence tells their niche in the marketplace. The buzzword is positioning. What do they stand for? That's the first word they want to enter people's minds when the people hear the name of their company. Sixth sentence tells their identity, not their image, but their identity, which is their company personality. The seventh sentence tells their marketing budget, which should be expressed as a percentage of projected gross sales. If you start with that plan and then commit to that plan, that's how the whole thing works. That's where the magic comes from.
Hi, this is Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I'm pleased to present you with an incredible interview with the father of marketing, J. Conrad Levinson. J. Conrad Levinson is the author of the best-selling marketing series in history, Guerrilla Marketing, plus 24 other business books. His guerrilla concepts have influenced marketers so much that today his books appear in 37 languages and are required reading for many MBA programs worldwide. J. was a senior vice president at J. Walter Thompson, and in Europe as creative director at Leo Burnett Advertising. He writes a monthly column for Entrepreneur Magazine, articles for Incorporated Magazine. Here's what you're going to learn in this fascinating interview. You'll learn what J. Conrad Levinson's first job was in advertising. You'll learn the secret J. learned from Hugh Hefner when he worked at Playboy. Hear how many hours a week J. worked and why it's never changed for 32 years. Wait until you hear what J.'s father did in his 9-to-5 job. Learn the story of how J. got a 33% response with a one-page direct mail sales letter. Hear a little secret what J. considers the most important thing he has ever learned in marketing. Learn J.'s favorite two books of all time. Did you know that J. plays poker? Find out on what night. Learn how a literary agent can help you sell millions of books. Hear how much J.'s made as a royalty on his very first book. Find out what edition of J.'s guerrilla marketing book is his biggest seller. Learn the key to how to get your book published, printed, and looking as good as any book in the bookstore for only $10. You'll have the website and the company name in this recording. You'll get the 800 number to the best postcard pack people in the United States. Learn the reason why 90% of all marketing campaigns fail, according to Jay. Discover the best day of the week for making money online, and it's not on Monday. You'll get the links to two websites that will show you the best internet research of how people are behaving online. Hear the truth about the Got Milk commercials. Are they successful or are they bombs? Learn how to write a 7-sentence guerrilla marketing plan in under 5 minutes. You'll hear Jay's surprising philosophy on money. And finally, learn Jay's true personality and take the same exact personality test as you listen to this interview. Have a pen and paper ready for your personality test. Put on your seatbelt and let's learn from the father of marketing, Jay Conrad Levinson. I want you to do one thing. Do you have a pen and piece of paper in front of you?
I have a piece of paper, and now I have a pen.
Okay. I want you to write down numbers 1 through 5. And under each number, I'm going to give you something to put by it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Number 1 would be not very, like not very interested.
Okay.
Number 2 would be just a little. Number 3 would be somewhat.
Got it.
Number 4 would be ordinarily. And number 5 would be very.
Got it.
Keep those handy because throughout our talk, I'm going to give you a certain amount of word, and I'm going to ask you how the word relates to you based on that scale, okay?
I like it, yes.
Okay. But the first thing we're going to do is I want to ask you, starting from last night, what time did you go to bed last night?
Went to bed last night at 2:30.
2:30. What were you doing up till 2:30? Most people don't go to bed at 2:30.
We have two visitors. My daughter is visiting from Olympia, Washington, and a business associate came up from San Diego. And then we had two people join us from Berkeley, so we all went to dinner together, and then we came back to the house just to talk business, listen to music. And then when everybody left, my wife and I watched the American Idol's result show in West Wing.
What's your favorite TV show that's on currently? What do you really like on TV?
I like Survivor.
This reality show craze is pretty, it's really hit a chord with America, wouldn't you say?
Well, I like Real World. That probably was the first reality show, and that was my favorite show for a long time. And now the only one I watch is Survivor. But yes, it's opened a new genre. You almost knew it would because it showed people being themselves with no script.
How long have you been married?
47 years.
Wow. How many children do you have?
One daughter. Visiting here now from Olympia, Washington. She has three children.
And so you're a granddaddy, huh?
I sure am. Three times over.
Okay. So you went to sleep, and what time did you wake up this morning?
Woke up at 11, showered, cleaned up, read the San Francisco Chronicle, drank a cup of coffee, then the out-of-town visitor who stopped staying with us came out over.
Do you read the San Francisco Chronicle every morning?
Every morning.
What else do you read every day?
I read a little bit of Time magazine every day. Those are the only two things that for sure I read every day. A little bit of Time magazine and the entire San Francisco Chronicle. At time, then I read other books. As an author, people send me books and they send me manuscripts, so I do a lot of reading that I didn't plan on.
Are you a fast reader?
I would say no. I'd say maybe a little bit slower than average.
Do you watch the news every day?
Yes, I watch the news every day on various channels, either CNN or CBS.
You mentioned you're pretty booked up during the day. You're doing teleconferences or trainings?
Today, yes. And I work a three-day week. I've worked only a three-day week since 1971, so it's rare for me to be working on a Thursday. But here I am. I did a teleclass earlier today, speaking to you right now. After this, my weekend begins.
So since 1971, you've been working a three-day week?
I've been working a three-day week from my home since 1971.
Have you been working at your home since 1971?
Always worked from my home, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Of course, occasionally there are exceptions. As the person who writes books, you're invited to speak. When I give talks, sometimes they need me to speak on a Friday or Saturday. So on those days, those weeks, those are exceptions. But 99% of the time, I work Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays only.
Mm-hmm.
I stop working about 6 o'clock on a Wednesday. My weekends are four-day weekends.
Wow, that's great. So what do you do on your time off?
Ski or ride rivers or hike or explore California or explore San Francisco or take advantage of the redwood forest and the tide pools that are so close by.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, have you been in that same home, the one that's currently on eBay for sale?
Yes, we've been in this home since 1933, and now it's up for sale. We're hoping to sell it before April 4th or on April 4th.
Wow. Was that your first home?
It was the first home we had in California. We moved here from Chicago from a home we had, and we moved right into the house I live in now. We rented it at first, then we had to buy it or leave, so we bought it. Now after 33 years, it's up for sale.
How do you like eBay? Do you use eBay?
This will be my first experience ever on eBay. I'm a total neophyte. Most